It's the sixth most widely used website in the world. And if you need to look up some quick info online, chances are it might be your first stop. For better or worse, Wikipedia has changed the way we seek out information about the world around us.
And while Wikipedia has always faced questions about the quality of its information, our next guest says the site is facing a slew of new issues, including a massive drop in user participation. As a result, quality may be being sacrificed.
Joining us now is Tom Simonite. He's the computing editor for MIT Technology Review. We've got a link to his piece, The Decline of Wikipedia, on our Facebook page. Tom, welcome to Central Time.
Happy to be here.
So how big a deal is Wikipedia in the online world?
Well, I think the figure you just gave there about it being the sixth most accessed site in the world gives a sense of how much people feel they need it. I know that I use it every day, and I think a lot of people are in that same situation. The number of people that use Wikipedia has grown steadily over the years since the project began, it seems like we really do need this information resource.
And when we compare it to a lot of the other top websites in the world, it's really unique. It's not a company setting this out there with a long-term vision of getting investors and making a profit. It's a community effort of sorts.
That's right. It's run by a nonprofit. A nonprofit pays the bills and keeps the site online, but Wikipedia is really created by its community. They're the people that have written every word on there and edit it and put it into shape. And, they don't advertise. People go there because they want information.
And from the outset, it seems there was a tension. There was the idea that, yes, anybody can contribute to this site, but there was the problem that anybody could contribute to this site. It was a strength and a weakness. Can you talk about how that played out over the years?
Yeah, sure. It is still the case that anyone can contribute, but your contribution may not stick around for long. Really, around 2005 was when Wikipedia first started to enter the public consciousness, and there was a lot of media attention at that time, and usage really skyrocketed. At the same time, the number of people contributing went up, and not all of those people were that helpful. You know, they were doing vandalism or hoaxing people by creating fake articles. So around that time, some very sophisticated bureaucracy developed amongst the community where people assigned themselves roles. You know, they would patrol certain pages. They developed ways that they could very quickly scan new contributions and then reverse those that were unwanted. And that's really what made Wikipedia a success. They built the community in this decentralized way, built all these control mechanisms that enable them to, on the one hand, allow anyone to contribute, but on the other hand, still maintain quality and structure. And that's what made it a success. But there were some problems that came along with that as well.
Well, and talk about some of the problems with that. As that bureaucracy developed, was the barrier to entry for somebody who wanted to give it a try, was it too difficult to get in there and make a difference?
It seems that may be the case. It certainly got more difficult because there were a lot more rules to learn, for example. What a good way to look at this is to look at the numbers of people that contribute. So on the one hand, usage of Wikipedia, the number of people going there to find their information, has been going up and up and up over the years. But the number of people that actually contribute to the site has been going down since about 2007. So in 2007, about 50,000 people were contributing on a regular basis, and today it's just about 30,000. Go ahead.
How is that affecting Wikipedia's content in terms of both quality and quantity, the fact that there are fewer people contributing?
Well, it's hard to say. It's hard to know what it would have been like if more people had stuck around. I think Wikipedia has managed to continue to succeed, even though the participation has declined, and it's not dropping as fast as it used to be. But that's not really a very good trend if we look at what Wikipedia needs to do to stay up to date and expand. You know, the world is still growing, and Wikipedia should be growing to keep describing it. And if you look at the quality of Wikipedia, it still doesn't match up to the project's goals of capturing all of human knowledge. I mean, if they want to really do that, they need to be a lot more high quality and have better coverage than they have today, and that means they need new people to join.
We'll talk about some of the challenges Wikipedia faces now, but why did this become the online encyclopedia pretty much when, you know, big names like Britannica weren't able to capture that?
I would say it came down to two things. One was cost, perhaps, and another was speed. So when Wikipedia really got started, there were many print encyclopedias still in print and probably being sold door-to-door and appearing on shelves. And there are a handful of online ones. There was Encarta, there was Britannica, but they, you know, you had to pay for those, so that's a big barrier right there. Wikipedia just outgrew those traditional encyclopedias in just a few years. I think it got started in 2001, and I think it reached 1 million articles, you know, in about 2 years from there. Today, there are 4.5 million articles, I think, in English, which is just, that just dwarfs any previous encyclopedia. I believe that the Britannica today says they have something in the realm of 70,000 articles. So Wikipedia is bigger, much, much bigger.
Now, over the years, a lot of people have made fun of Wikipedia when they've had foibles and quirks. Your piece is called The Decline of Wikipedia, but I don't get the sense you're crowing about this. You think this is important and we should worry about the future of Wikipedia. Why should we care?
Absolutely. Well, people are going to Wikipedia because it seems like, you know, having a good, broad, free information resource is something that's very valuable to society. You know, that's not just people that are late doing their homework, but I, you know, in being able to look up information, I think is a great thing that the internet was always supposed to bring us, and Wikipedia has turned out to be the main way that happens. The director for Wikimedia Foundation, which is the nonprofit behind Wikipedia, has a nice way of talking about the internet as a whole. She kind of thinks of the internet as a city. You know, it's a city. It has a lot of billboards. It has a lot of coffee shops and stores, retail outlets, and it has a handful of public parks. And you know, those are very important in the life of a city for it to be balanced. And she describes Wikipedia as a public park. You know, we need this kind of public space where we can mingle and learn and grow together, and Wikipedia provides that.
One issue you raise with the decline in participation in Wikipedia is that the demographic that's actually contributing hasn't changed much. It's largely white, male, Western world, probably of a certain income level. Does that hurt what we see on Wikipedia?
Yeah, it does. I would say it's certainly reflected. There's a lot of research that shows the coverage of Wikipedia very much reflects that demographic you just described. So technical subjects related to computers are extremely well represented, and those entries tend to be pretty long. Entries about, say, African cities, even large African cities, tend to be quite small and poor quality. The arts is not particularly well represented either.
So what, if anything, is the Wikipedia community, the Wikipedia Foundation doing to try to turn things around, right the ship, and get more people involved?
Yeah, well, the good news is that there are things being tried, and it looks like some of them are having some effect. Inside the community, although I found in doing my research that there are many Wikipedia contributors who don't really see this as a problem. They don't really want to welcome in more people because they see that as causing more work for them. There are many people that do care about it, and so there are some efforts in the community to help volunteers learn. There's something called the Tea House, which is a virtual place. You can go online and ask questions about how to contribute to Wikipedia. Wikimedia Foundation had hired a lot of researchers and software engineers out here in San Francisco, and they're doing all kinds of experiments to try and trace what happens when new people join and what puts them off, and maybe what makes them more likely to stick around.
And something as simple as Facebook has its like button. I think you describe the thank button as one of those experiments. Can you talk about that?
I can, yes. So as I mentioned, tremendous amount of work from the community went into developing tools to kind of stamp down on bad edits and reverse vandalism. But Wikimedia Foundation realized that there weren't a lot of tools that made it easy to spread goodwill, like the like button does. So they added this thing called the thank button. Now if you or I went on there and made an edit, another editor could see that, and they just have to click once, and you know, we would receive a thank you message. And that has actually proven to... I believe, you know, they have the figures that kind of show that. It does make people more likely to keep going.
And one, you touched on this briefly. We've seen issues in recent years of finding out that people have been Wikipedia editors for hire, helping to promote a business or a band or a performer. Politicians and their campaigns getting in the game and trying to get access to be able to edit their politician's page. Has that been reined in largely, or is that still a contentious issue in Wikipedia?
I think that's still a contentious issue. There was a recent case that was uncovered, a ring of contributors that have been created by a PR company that was taking money to write and edit entries. My understanding from speaking with people in the Wikipedia editor community is that that is still very much an issue. The power that Wikipedia has, you know, the position that it has, you know, sixth most accessed website, means that, of course, people will try and manipulate it. And it will always, I think, be one of the tasks of the community to try and be vigilant to that kind of distortion. The recent case was, I think it was alarming that people were trying this, but the good news was that, you know, it did get chased down, and there are these very dedicated volunteers who are willing to, without payment, put in a lot of work to try and help the accuracy of the project.
I wonder if this decline of Wikipedia that you write about is part of a fundamental change in our concept of the internet, where a lot of people, visionaries, were looking at it as an opportunity for us to collaborate, to work together, crowdsource, if you will, projects. And now the internet is a place to tell the world about ourselves on social media and to buy stuff. Is Wikipedia using an old model that maybe doesn't apply anymore?
I think that's one way of looking at it, yes. If you're a person getting started out on the internet today, I think you'll probably find yourself pretty quickly in this world of Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr, you know, these places which are run for commercial reasons where you maintain your personal feed of updates. And the Wikipedia model is rarer than it used to be, I think. There are certainly some specialized wikis and collaborative communities out there, but there are a few really huge collaborative products like Wikipedia anymore. And I've certainly spoken with people that think that shift in what the internet is for, not seeing it as a public space so much anymore, but as a private and commercial space, that could arguably make it difficult for the project in the future.
And just briefly, the look of the site hasn't changed much since it started. Is there talk of prettying things up and making it a little more modern looking?
They have made some changes along that lines, but they haven't changed it that much. One reason for that is that the Wikipedia community is very resistant to change. And by way of example, I was told about they had this project. They wanted to make the page where you create an account look friendlier. And one part of doing that was that they switched the font on that page. They used this font called Helvetica, which looks nice and modern. You probably recognize it in a lot of corporate logos. Just changing the font led to quite a lot of online protest, the complaint of that Wikipedia was being Facebookized. And I think that just shows how difficult it is to change Wikipedia. There are so many people in the editing community that do not want it to change, that it's very difficult to just redesign it overnight.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
That's Tom Simonite. He's computing editor for MIT Technology Review.